Hello once again, everybody. Welcome to...
It's time to make some waves.
Here on LakeShoreLineNow.com. Dennis Ron, Steve Bykwist. Going to have a fun show today because we're going to spend a lot of time...
With Joey.
Joey Buckets.
Harris.
Yes. Joey Buckets Harris, the reigning NBA three-point champion, was in town recently, and they had a nice community reception for him that was hosted at the Lake Chelan Chamber of Commerce along with Thrive. Also then, on that following weekend, they had the annual coaching clinic put on by his dad, Coach Joe Harris. And boy, did they ever have a lineup for that, including 1998 graduate Phil Cullen, who led Chelan to a state championship back in 1998, went on to play collegiately at the University of Utah under Rick Majerus, was a Seattle Mariners farmhand, and now he is in the front office, Steve, of one of the premier franchises in the NBA, the San Antonio Spurs. Steve, I still chuckle. There's a couple of photos of Phil and when Joey was just a little tyke, when he was a ball boy for his dad, when they won state, by the way, in 1998, there's a great photo of the players clustered around that gold basketball, one of them being Phil Cullen, who's 6'9", kind of loomed over everybody else, even his teammates. And then down below on his knees, looking up and gazing up at that ball, is little Joey Harris,
who has since become the phenom that we're talking about.
And grew up to 6'6", by the way.
And it's really, you know, it's good to see that he hasn't, certainly has not forgotten his hometown roots and has helped and will continue to help not only the young people here, but folks in the community through his works.
Yeah, that great relationship they have now forged, by the way, with Thrive, Steve, allows, because Thrive's doing some great work in the community with youth, and now Joey has thrown the weight of his foundation behind that, and there are opportunities now, not just what Joe does and what Thrive does, but they're able to tap into the NBA and get some matching funds at time from the NBA as well. So that's going to be a pretty cool thing to watch that over the years.
Yeah. Watch it over time and see where everything's very positive.
So we'll be hearing from those gentlemen. Should be a lot of fun. Looking forward to that, certainly. But before we get into the conversation of basketball, Steve, let's come back around a little bit and talk about a few things here. Not going to spend a lot of time, but we recently had the filing period completed for local offices. There were a number of them, including the city of Chelan. We have actually a couple of contested races, which is going to be nice to see. And position number one, the council member, John Higgins and John Olson have both filed there, and that had been a seat held by Kelly Ellen, who decided not to run, so two candidates have stepped up.
Talked to John the other day, and he was asked him, why are you jumping in and doing this? And he scratched his head and said, I don't know. I walked back to the office after I did that wondering what I've done. So it'll be fun to watch as some of these newer people come along and jump into those positions.
Yeah, and, you know, he's one of the younger ones that have been filing. So, you know, maybe that's a good thing. And, of course, his dad might have been an influence because he was involved in the political arena. Ben Higgins was, certainly. And so John's a realtor. And then his opponent at this point, John Olson, is kind of a local activist involved in a lot of groups there. And he's been at a lot of the public meetings. So that's a race there that'll happen. For mayor, there are three that have thrown their hat in the ring, so to speak, including the mayor, who indicated early on when he ran for election, the first time, he was only going to be a one-term mayor, had a change of heart, decided that he would run, and then later on, Stan Morse had made it known for quite some time that he was going to be running for mayor. And of course, Stan has been a city council member. He's run for some other offices in the area. And then a third one came into the fray a little bit later on, close to the close of the filing period, a very familiar name, former mayor Bob Getty.
These three people now have been on the ballot certainly more than once. Two of them been on the ballot a number of times, successfully and or unsuccessfully. I remember when I happened to be doing the Second Cup of Coffee program, a caller called in one day and said, how do I get a hold of Mayor Getty? I'm having a hard time reaching him. I said, his office is the third booth on the left at the Apple Cup. And they went up there, and he was there, third booth on the left at the Apple Cup. Just a Bob Getty story from past.
Interesting. Position number three for Chelan City Council, Ray Dobbs, the incumbent. He has decided that he will run again, and there's no other person that filed on that one. Position four You have a couple of people that filed for the seat that has been and currently is held by Wendy Eisenhardt, who decided not to run again. So Shane Collins and Peter Jamgard, I hope I am pronouncing that correctly, have, those two have filed for that. And then in position number five, Servando Robledo, the incumbent city councilman, he has filed again, and no one else filed for that spot. So we had filings for the Lake Chelan School District, for the Manson School District, for the Stehekin School District, also Fire District 5 in Manson, Fire District 7 in Chelan, the Hospital District as well, and Manson Parks and Recreation. So going to be a pretty busy ballot when we get around to it. If nothing else, I applaud all of those who are willing to step up and file for office. It's a lot of work. It can be kind of an inglorious position at time. You always have some naysayers out there, but you know, it takes a real dedicated person, I think, to throw their weight behind running for local political office.
You put that target on your back, and if no one's shooting at it, you're not doing anything. And the folks that shoot at it tend to sometimes be from way left and or way right. It doesn't matter. The fact of the matter is that you're open to yourself to criticism and compliments, but criticism from the community, and it takes a special person with broad shoulders to jump in and do that. I commend them.
Steve, before we talk basketball here in just a moment, let's talk about the bridge project, the traffic flow. And we're not even to the peak of summer season yet. Of course, you know, when you listen to this program, we may even be past the Memorial Day weekend. But there's going to be a lot of eyeballs on what happens over that holiday weekend with the one way into town and the only way out coming across the new bridge.
Folks don't really like change. If I get a general consensus of what I think I'm hearing and what I think I'm reading, people like the looks of it, but the functionality is a whole other question. And that's what we're talking about here. Is this going to work? It will be interesting as we give it the next 13, 14 weeks, the busy summer season, to take a look at how it worked and or didn't. There definitely are some kinks at this point in time, and we're not even busy yet. So it'll be fun. It's, again, change. Folks don't generally like change, but the question will be, yeah, it looks good, but how functional is it going to be? And that's my opinion, and I question the functionality.
Don't you suspect, Steve, that as they get through this initial period of seeing how things work in terms of the traffic flow, I know there's already plans for some intersection work, for example, up by Morgan Owens Elementary that will include some of those flashing crossing lights because there's concerns about safety for kids now with all the traffic being kind of condensed up there. But don't you think there are going to have to be some changes that will be implemented a bit down the road to help manage that traffic flow? You got to have some periods of time where you're able to stop and start people, or no one will ever be able to make a left-hand turn coming out of certain road access areas.
All of those things are subject to change. It's interesting, though, that we've got city streets that feed a state highway. The state has to be involved in all this. You got a state highway, two different highways, out towards Chelan Manson, Highway 150, and, of course, through town. And the way they intersect, so you've got the state involved in their traffic counts and safety box that they work in. You got the city involved going, how are we going to deal with this? We better talk to the state. State saying we got to talk to the city. So this will all take a while. Do basketball.
Yes, we promised you some hoops today, and boy, we got a couple of stalwart guests for you. First up, right after the break, we are going to hear from Brooklyn Nett, former University of Virginia standout, and old goat, Joey Buckets Harris, the reigning three-point champion of the NBA in town recently, and we'll get the lowdown from Joe. Interesting conversation, and I tell you what, you'll hear in this interview with Joe, you just can sense the dedication that this young man has, including in the offseason. He doesn't alter his routine at all. He's doing the same things in terms of getting into a gym, going through his shot routine. It's a year-round process for Joe. Great to see him in town. Great to see him instruct at his dad's coaching clinic as well. There were 150 coaches from around the state of Washington. Many of the coaches I knew even from over in the Whatcom County area that filled up the gym to get hands-on instruction from the three-point champion, not a bad thing. And then the Bob Hopkins, the University of Washington men's basketball coach, was in town for that clinic. They had a loaded field, and it was a lot of fun. But we get to hear from Joey Harris right after the break here on Making Waves on LakeChelanNow.com.
Did you know that Chelan Realty is the oldest real estate firm in the Lake Chelan Valley? The Higgins family has owned Chelan Realty since 1972, and nobody knows the local real estate market better. If you're looking to buy, they'll help you find and purchase the right home or property for your needs. If you're looking to sell real estate, Chelan Realty will help you price the home or property and put it on the market for a quick sale. Ask them about their free market analysis or find it on their website at ChelanRealty.com.
Joe, tell me about, first off, this meet and greet public reception. How's it feel to be back home and have this put in your honor?
Yeah, well, first of all, I mean, I just love the opportunity to come back home, see my family. You know, my grandparents are still here. A lot of my aunts and uncles. You know, it's just always good, comfortable feeling coming back home, but especially the fact that I get to visit and see, you know, a lot of family that I don't get to see during the year otherwise. And then obviously tonight was really cool just to be, you know, recognized, you know, Mayor Cooney coming out, you know, Mike Steele, a lot of people that came and talked, and then announcing the partnership with Thrive. You know, like I mentioned earlier, it's sort of been a long time coming, you know, trying to do something for the youth here in the Valley. You know, we've given out scholarships in the past, you know, through some of the funds that we had earned at the camp that we had hosted and the clinics that we had hosted, but now he's kind of coming together a little bit, you know, more fruitful, where, you know, you get the NBA Players Association involved, the NBA involved, the Brooklyn Nets, you get them on board sort of with the vision that Thrive has, and they provide, you know, a lot of good resources at your disposal, which, you know, is awesome. It's awesome just to see, you know, all of it coming together and hopefully providing opportunities for everybody in the Valley, regardless of, you know, where you grow up, what your background is. You know, if you got a passion and you want to pursue it, you know, we're hoping to, you know, reach every kid in the community and really just empower the youth around here. And I know that Thrive is the group to do that. And now we're providing them with, you know, some resources to make it happen.
Maybe some even more tangible projects in future years down the line.
Yeah, definitely. You know, they're, you know, obviously the scholarships have been a big thing, and we've sort of increased the dollar amount each year, but we've definitely got some ideas in the works, just, you know, to help maybe provide kids in the community opportunities to go and have experiences that they might not otherwise have, whether that's, you know, making a trip to New York City or seeing the Brooklyn Nets play, whatever it might be. I think, you know, that's how you learn. That's how you you grow, is when you have different experiences. And we just want to provide those opportunities to the kids in Lake Chelan Valley.
Joe, big weekend coming up for you. You and your dad and your family, the coaching clinic, former Chelan standout athlete Phil Cullen is going to be one of those coming. University of Washington basketball coach will be in attendance, and many others. That's quite an event, and I'm guessing you're really looking forward to Saturday.
Yeah, I'm extremely excited about it. You know, I've grown up seeing my dad put on this clinic year after year. And, you know, honestly, I'm honored to come back and be able to talk at it, too. I wasn't, you know, expecting him to ever really reach out and ask me to do it. I spoke last year for the first time. Thankfully, got invited back again this year to speak. So I'm excited to come and talk. But then, like you said, to have Phil to come back, it's pretty surreal, you know, especially for my dad to see somebody he coached, you know, 98 GOAT, 2010 GOAT, come back, speak at the clinic. Which is obviously awesome for him. But then, like you said, the lineup that's coming to Lake Chelan to, you know, voluntarily too. You know, it's not like these guys are getting anything. They're coming here because they love the community. They have a great relationship with my dad. And, you know, they're going to dispense a lot of knowledge for people here, a lot of local coaches in the area. I know tons of coaches throughout the CTL that have signed up, some of the just, you know, different B leagues in the North Central Washington area. So it's cool to, you know, be able to have a Mike Hopkins right there, you know, talking about the 2-3 zone, you know, with guys that, you know, are coaching at Cascade and Cashmere, being right there to ask questions. So, you know, to be able to have that opportunity is pretty sweet. And I think, you know, a lot of that is just, you know, the the time that my dad's put in over the years to really build this thing to the point that it's at now. So I'm thankful to be a part of it, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Now, you mentioned the separation of 12 years between you and Phil. I still see that photo. It was Phil and you walking away, shot from the backside, 6'9" Phil Cullen. You were just a little tyke back then. That's quite a photo. Now you guys see one another at least a couple of times a year in the NBA. How's that?
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, talk about surreal. Two kids from Lake Chelan Valley, you know, hanging out in the Barclays Center, you know, right before an NBA tip-off, you know. You know, I always see Phil whenever the Spurs come up to New York, and then whenever we go down in San Antonio, and then sometimes even in between, just because some of the scouting and the scheduling that he's got going on. And I think, you know, it's pretty special for my dad too. You know, last year over Christmas we played in San Antonio. He was able to make a trip down, get down on the court before pregame, take a picture with us, and just to kind of see, you know, the circle of Chelan basketball, have a guy working in the front office and another kid playing in the NBA. You know, it doesn't really get too much better than that. So it's pretty cool to see that, and really cool for my dad.
So does the guy at home buy dinner?
Yeah, we typically work it out that way, you know. I think Phil might owe me one, so we're going to make sure he picks up the tab down in San Antonio.
While I got a chance, I have to take you back to All-Star Weekend and a three-point shootout. Haven't had a chance to talk to you since you won that. I talked to your dad at length about what that experience was like, watching his son. But as the guy pulling the trigger on those shots, what was that like?
Yeah, I mean, that it was an incredible experience for me. It was an honor to get invited. I was just excited to take part in all the activities and the fanfare that goes on with All-Star Weekend, you know, to be recognized for something that is sort of my niche in the NBA, you know, being able to shoot the ball and, you know, go and represent Brooklyn too. I think it was a cool weekend for all of us because, you know, we had really improved as a team, but then individually we were recognized. You know, we had four guys at All-Star Weekend, a couple of guys playing in the rookie sophomore game, and then D'Angelo playing in the All-Star game, and then myself participating in the three-point contest. But, you know, for me, it was one of those things that, you know, you kind of dream about. I always grew up watching three-point contests. You know, I remember playing video games, playing the three-point contests on NBA 2K or NBA Live, and to take part in it was really special. And then obviously, you know, the cherry on top was winning the whole thing, which, you know, I definitely didn't expect. But, you know, obviously at the end of the day, it was something that I was competing to win. And, you know, the experience was just awesome.
They showed a pretty close-up shot of you and Steph Curry afterwards, and I'm curious, what did he say to you?
He was hoping that we were going to go into sort of an overtime round because his last rack, he knew that he had to make every single one of them in order to tie it, and he was joking around about how he would have got me in overtime, and you know, the whole experience was awesome, just being able to, you know, you spend a lot of time with the guys that are participating in the contest. So it was fun, you know, fun for me to kind of hang out with the guys like Steph Curry and Dame Lillard and Dirk outside of just, you know, the times that we play against each other. And they're all unbelievable guys who really just made the experience that much better.
I'm curious, when you see LeBron James, of course, you were there in your rookie year with Cleveland and into the second year before you got hurt and then traded. Now that he sees you and he's seen the success you're enjoying, does he have any comments, any words for you?
Yeah, I think, you know, the NBA is such a close-knit league. You know, any teammates that you play with over the course of your career, you develop a pretty special bond with them. The NBA circle is so small, so even if guys get traded, you know, waived, whatever it might be, you know, you're still around a lot of times, and you might bounce around from different team to team, but anytime you see one another, you kind of just pick up right where you left off. And, you know, my relationship with LeBron was unique just because of his sort of leadership role with me as a young guy coming into the league, trying to figure stuff out. He was always really helpful, always a great teammate, and, you know, for him, he just kind of expressed how proud he is of, you know, my maturation as a player, growth as a player, and just to see where I've come from, you know, my first year in Cleveland.
I'm going to ask you a question, and I think I know the answer, but a lot of people might say Joey Buckets has exceeded expectations, winning the three-point contest, shooting nearly 48% from three-point range. I think your goal was going to be 40%. You blew by that. Career highs in minutes played, points scored, rebounds, assists, all those things. But I'm guessing deep down in your heart, you have not exceeded the expectations of Joe Harris, player.
Yeah, I think, you know, the way that I look at it is, you know, I've always been really goal-oriented, and that kind of puts me in a path to be real process-oriented. So I've always been just about the process, and, you know, I don't see, you know, obviously the results are great, and but those are byproducts of the process, and it's something that, you know, for as long as I'm playing, I'm going to, you know, stick with it. I'm committed to the work. I love the work and put it in the work. You know, even when I'm come home and I'm on vacation, you know, I love, you know, doing the things that I know that got me to this point. You know, the running, the conditioning, the little stuff where, you know, I was a sophomore in high school, you know, going up behind my house and running the hills. Like, I still love doing that stuff, even though I've, you know, 5 years in the NBA. So that stuff, it'll never change for me. And I think that's just sort of the way that I'm wired, where I really am just process oriented. And, you know, the results, those are byproducts of it. But something that's going to remain constant is just, you know, staying committed to what I know got me to this point.
Well, Joe, congratulations. You do your hometown Chelan proud. You had a great season. Nets made the playoffs, and hopefully we'll see you back in the playoffs next year.
Appreciate that, Dennis. Thank you. Always a pleasure, man.
Well, Steve, that was fun. Joey Harris, and he's back in Brooklyn already, and he'll be getting himself kept ready for the upcoming season. Of course, Brooklyn made the playoffs this year for the first time in a long time, and Joe set personal career best this year in minutes played, points scored on average, field goal, almost 48% on three-pointers, led the entire NBA in that category, shot better than 50% overall from the field, had personal highs and rebounds and assists. You can go on. It was a stellar year.
And an outstanding young man that I remember interviewing when he was a Chelan GOAT, yep. Now the old GOAT. And it's been fun to watch his career and his dedication and the amount of effort and work that it's taken to get him where he is today.
Now we get to shift gears here, Steve, and we're going to go over to a young man and hear a few minutes of conversation with Phil Cullen, 1998 Chelan graduate. By the way, Steve still is in the record books to this day from that state tournament in 98 for blocked shots at his division in the state of Washington. And I think it was over 20 blocked shots in that tournament, and one game I believe he had 10. He was quite a force, and Chelan dominated that year. They rolled through every opponent, including the championship game. And it was interesting. You'll like this. The opposing head coach of Seattle Christian, that's who Chelan beat in that 98 championship game, is Roger DeBoer, who now coaches at Linden Christian and has coached a number of state championship teams. He was in town here, and they had a little chance to kind of poke at one another in a fun way at that coaching clinic. That was kind of cool to see.
I didn't realize that. That would have been fun to. I do distinctly remember the year 98 and the basketball fever that the whole Valley, primarily Chelan, but the whole Valley just was on board, way on board.
So let's set Phil up a little bit. Of course, went to school here, graduate of 98. Mom and dad were involved in the education system here. His dad was the athletic director. His mom was the head volleyball coach. They had since gone on to Yakima, and we'll hear about maybe plans to come back. Phil will tell us about that. Sister Abby was an outstanding athlete at Chelan, played collegiately in volleyball. We'll kind of catch up on where she's at as well. But we get to hear, Steve, about what Phil is now doing in that front office of the San Antonio Spurs. And that's a model organization, and I tell you what, he had a lot of great information to pass along at that clinic as well to coaches on team building, and that's so important, as you know.
I didn't realize that he was with the Spurs, so I'm kind of out in left field on this one. I look forward to hearing about it.
Two guys from little old Chelan in the NBA, not too bad. Well, let's hear from Phil Cullen right now here on Making Waves. Phil, first off, how's it feel to be back in Chelan?
Always. This is always my favorite time of the year. You know, it was the spring and the hills are green, the water's coming up. It was always an exciting time, but it feels great to see some familiar faces, some people that we did life together, you know, growing up. And so really blessed.
What about the opportunity to come here and speak at this coaching clinic put on by your former high school head coach and now the involvement of his son, Joey, who's a Brooklyn Net? It's just a family affair, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't think you could have written a better story. You know, it's a personal story. We're just all, you know, humbled to be a part of Joey's success here. And as a community, I know that means the world to him, but it also means the world to the community. So extremely grateful to be from Chelan and know what that means.
Well, and we're proud of both you and Joey. It's rare to have a community this size have two people that are employed in the NBA.
Some people don't believe it. They're like, you kidding me that, you know, your dad or your Joey Harris's dad was your high school coach? I'm like, yeah, what's wrong with, you know, you try to explain it was a small town. But, yeah, just humble beginnings, just honored to be able to come back here and just hang out with some familiar faces.
I know people here always want to know. I get asked a lot, like, when you cross paths, because Brooklyn comes to San Antonio to play and you guys go to Brooklyn to play, you guys get together pretty much every time?
Yeah, the NBA schedule is difficult, so it might just be, before the game, it's probably about as good as it gets sometimes because you're flying in, flying out. But, you know, it's a business trip a lot of times for both of us, either of us, and there's some challenges there. But we always are grateful to see each other. It's always fun when you can see the family when they're watching Joey and you happen to be there as well. So,
yeah, it's a pretty cool thing for everybody here in the Valley as well. But for Phil Cullen, front office, we know, San Antonio Spurs, but what exactly does that mean? What is your weekly duties, and then maybe how does that differ on a game day?
Yeah, my guest responsibility is basically to support everybody in the building, and there's a lot of different aspects of it, from scouting to, you know, performance to basketball to what do the coaches need for success. But really, it's keeping my eyes on the horizon of what's to come. Where do the Spurs need to go? We have so many people that are focused on the day-to-day, but it's my job to see what's next, what's trending next, how to prepare our team, and what education, professional development do we need to put in support for our strength coaches, trainers, our coaches, but it's really just understanding how to better support the people in our building.
I think it was interesting in your remarks here at the coaching clinic, you referenced the fact that there's not only the connection, obviously, between you and Joey growing up here in Chelan, and it was a great photo, by the way, of when you went state in 98, and you're by the gold ball, and little Joey's underneath kind of peering up as just a youngster, but also some parallels in the NBA, because Joe now plays for the Brooklyn Nets. Sean Marks now is the GM there, but he's got roots in the Spurs organization, and so you keep that connection going.
Yeah, it's shocking how interwoven some of these stories are, but just Joey's created something for himself and is so proud of the guy, because, you know, if it wasn't for his grit and his hard work, but honestly, the culture that the Nets have and the culture that we have on the Spurs are so tightly woven because of the personnel that are in leadership positions in both, and the familiarity. But Joe is making a career for himself, and it's so excited to see him just play with a purpose and to bring people along with him.
Were you surprised at all by his success?
Not at all. Not at all. And, you know, the injury that he had to overcome that, he had those elements of grit and toughness and resiliency, and he's a good teammate. And, you know, all he needed was the opportunity, and he took the most of it when he got it.
Now, I want to talk Phil, but one last question about Joey Ness, because you're interconnected in the NBA and you hear all the comments. What is the word on Joe Harris from other people?
I got to be careful what I say as far as, you know, being a front office exec with, you know, another commenting on another player. But Joey overall has just been known for a stand-up guy, not just a basketball player, and that's what's most impressive about him.
Now, for you, great opportunity, because you're really in one of the premier organizations. If people talk about the NBA and a model franchise, oftentimes it's San Antonio that pops up. What a great opportunity.
Yeah, I just every day I go to work and I love what I do. Every day is new. Very fortunate to just get to travel the world and see what basketball means in other places for scouting, and just, you know, building relationships all over the world is something that I never thought I would be able to do. Organizationally, it's in a great spot. They believe in me and I believe in them, and, you know, it's just fun to have the support for my family that they give us, and we're just in a really good spot.
Hard to believe almost, Phil, that a year ago, we were observing the 20th anniversary of Chelan winning state in 98. Now 21 years. It seemed like it's flown by that quickly.
Oh, it definitely has flown by that quickly. I'll tell you what, though, I couldn't do half the things I did back then. It's shocking how the body ages. But, yeah, it's fun to be able to look up there and have a good smile on your face, you know, and what those guys together collectively we did as a unit, because it was pretty special. And the team that we had in 97 the year before was probably a better team. But just how special it is to do something really fun like that for the community and part of the community. But it's pretty rare these days. And so what we have here, it's not normal. But golly, it sure brings a smile to my face.
You're going to make some 98 guys angry maybe with that comment. But it's funny, we were having conversations about who would you pick as the best Chelan team ever. And I kind of settled on that 97 team.
Yeah, well, we definitely know it wasn't any other team besides 97 or the 98 team. It's some of those upperclassmen, we always have a friendly banter about what was going on, but there's no way they could have held up their end of the court with us. But, you know, more than anything, it was a group of guys that grew up together, and that's what made it successful. We talked about, and I showed that picture of the Chelan shooters back in our 1100 days, and, you know, we knew each other through and through, and that's what it was all about. When you have teammates that you grow up with and you're playing with year after year, that trust, the accountability, that stuff that you just can't manufacture, it has to be, you know, grown.
Last question about your family. Mom and dad, of course, deep roots here in the Valley, both in the school system here. Your dad, an athletic director. Mom, a volleyball coach, and sister Abby, an outstanding athlete as well. What's going on with the Cullen family? Everybody spread out?
Yeah, we're spread out. My sister's doing well. Her family lives in Reno, and they're very much a baseball family. Her husband actually is a pitching coach for Reno, Nevada. We're in San Antonio. We just welcomed our third son, so we got a four-week-old at the house. So it's kind of learning new routines and rhythms, and you forget how hard it is missing the sleep. But mom and dad are doing good in Yakima. They're officially retired now and trying to figure out how they can come back up this way. I think they're going to try to settle in up here, so it would be great.
Well, we hope they make it back. I know we were gone for a period of years, came back, and it was a great decision. Phil, thank you for being gracious. As always, you represent the Lake Chelan Valley so well. We're proud of you here, and best of luck in your future.
All right, thank you. And more than anything, I thank you for everything that you've done for us for so, so long, and just telling the story. But you've always been that consistent voice, and you're a part of this organization and those memories just as much as any of us. So thank you.
Thanks for the kind words. And thank you so much to our special guests today, Phil Cullen and Joey Harris, a couple of former Chelan GOAT basketball stars making their mark now in the National Basketball Association, one as a player, one in the front office. Pretty good bragging rights for a little town like Chelan.
And it's nice to see that neither one of them have forgotten their roots and return now annually to help other kids. To help kids of today. How's that? And coaches.
And coaches. Very humble young man, and always a pleasure to catch up with those two. All right, well, that's going to do it for us this week. Been another busy one, Steve, and let's everybody get out and enjoy summer at Lake Chelan, and a lot of fun things. Hey, by the way, we didn't get into this, but real quick, want to congratulate Manson Chamber. They had the Rat Rod show again, and that was great. I got to go down there and kind of catch the tail end of that after they had awarded the trophies and watch one guy do a smoky burnout right down Main Street there. So that was fun. And then also, they wrapped up an amazing Lake Chelan Wine and Jazz Festival, and they were in venues all over the Lake Chelan Valley. They had big full-size buses transporting concert goers back and forth to all these venues, and we got a chance to go out and catch a couple of those, and very well executed.
Had the buses picking up folks at various strategic locations and resorts and moving them back and forth, it was logistically well done, and we'll see, I'm sure, it continue to unfold. Also, the Rat Rod thing. Had the mud bogs going on as well in Manson, and that was a mess.
and they had jazz festival stuff in Manson as well, so that was busy in your neck of the woods.
Yeah, had an intended mess, not the jazz festival. I'm talking adjacent to some of the guests. But, yeah, fun weekend. Dynamite weekend, great music.
All right, that's going to do it for us. This has been another edition of
Making Way.
LakeChelanNow.com. So long.